USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It began like something out of a real-life Christmas story, but it ended in tragedy, as in Waukesha, Wisconsin, an SUV plowed into a Christmas parade. Waukesha Police Chief Daniel Thompson says,
"We do have a person of interest in custody at the moment, but this is still a very fluid investigation."
Police say at least 12 children are among the dozens injured. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand says Senator Joe Manchin is making strides on the issue of paid leave in the Build Back Better bill. During an interview on CBS's Face the Nation, the New York Democrat said she's optimistic they can find some common ground as the Senate prepares to take up the social spending bill after the Thanksgiving break. University of Florida giving coach Dan Mullen the boot after a losing streak. Let go in the middle of his fourth season after the Gators lost four of their last five games. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care. And here's why. Not only is it time for open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also when you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. For the typical family, switching to MediShare saves about $500 a month, which is a game changer for a lot of people. Think what you could do with that. But if you join right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fee, so that's another $170 you'll save. And MediShare is really different. It's a community of Christians who share each other's healthcare bills. More than 400,000 people are members, and they've shared over $4 billion in medical bills. So, yes, they can handle your bills, too. This may be the time to make the switch. Join before November 30th for the additional savings. It's so easy to find out more. They're great to talk to. In fact, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Here's the number. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Go get boosted. Those are the three words Dr. Anthony Fauci was saying over and over again on the Sunday news programs, including on ABC's This Week, saying after final approval of COVID booster shots for everyone 18 and older, people need to go get boosted. Fauci noting that the data became very clear on the effectiveness of boosters for all adults. The NIH veteran also saying data and science will continue to guide recommendations from top health officials. A top White House economist is insisting President Biden's policy agenda will not make inflation worse. On Fox News Sunday, Brian Deese said Biden's sweeping social spending bill will actually lower costs. The roughly $2 trillion measure clearing the House, but facing an uncertain future in the tightly divided Senate. You can find us online anytime at usaradio.com, and this is USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
A sequel to the 1984 blockbuster Ghostbusters is topping this week's box office.
We're closed.
Ghostbusters Afterlife earning $44 million in its first weekend in theaters in the U.S. and Canada, coming in second. Eternals with nearly $11 million, followed by Clifford the Big Red Dog in third place, but taking in $8.5 million and rounding out the top five. King Richard starring Will Smith, followed by Dune.
Let it be known that I tried.
Dell making news as she's released her fourth album, but it's the first in some time. And now Spotify confirms it's removing its default album shuffle feature at Adele's request. Listeners will instead hear the tracks in their listed order. Adele thanked the streaming platform in a tweet on Saturday evening, saying that the update was the only request she had in the ever-changing music industry. As Adele explained, artists don't create albums without putting care and thought into the track listing, the order of songs and such. Adele having again released that critically acclaimed fourth album on the 19th of November, just a few days ago.
I'll be the one to catch myself this time.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Into